When the church was birthed on Pentecost, through the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, it was all God's idea, all His plan, and entirely His design. In fact, every milestone in divine history is a gem of God's own idea, complete with His self-described design and plan of execution. Creation was God's plan, spoken and crafted by God Himself. Adam's part was to name the animal kingdom. The Garden of Eden was God's provision, design, and planting. Adam and Eve were given to tend it. God conceived and engineered the ark. Noah was charged with carrying out its plan of construction. The tabernacle was God's idea and detailed design entrusted to Moses, and He gifted select men to craft it accordingly. God warned Moses, "See that you make all things according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain." The system of sacrifices detailed in the Old Testament was God's explicit design, and He appointed Aaron, Moses' brother, as priest to oversee it. The temple in Jerusalem was God's pattern. He described in the greatest detail its architectural plan, building materials, method of construction, interior furnishings, as well as the organization and activities of those who would serve its functions. The details of this pattern were made known to King David, who wrote them down while God's hand was upon him. David amassed building supplies for the work, but God chose Solomon, David's son, to construct it. The plan of salvation was God's idea from the foundation of the world and entirely His design. Our Heavenly Father sent the only one qualified, His only begotten Son, Jesus, to fulfill it. And so it is with the church, the body of Christ, charged with the end day's mission to preach the gospel and make disciples throughout the whole world. The church, entirely God's idea, is a divine design with explicit details seemingly hidden in plain sight in the pages of New Testament Scripture. Our part, yours and mine, is to offer ourselves as living stones in the hand of the one who is both the chief cornerstone as well as the builder of His church, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in this spiritual reality as members of the body of Christ, fulfilling His work on earth, that we experience the favor and approval of our Father in heaven. One day we will stand before Him, receiving His welcoming words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Master."